This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Can you imagine the people of Israel about to enter the land of milk and honey and seeing this desert? They must have wondered, is this the promised land that they came out of Egypt for? It didn't look very different from the desert they had wandered in for 40 years. They must have felt great despair. But the Bible has an important lesson for us. God made a promise to Israel that if they settled this land and worked this land, they could transform the barrenness and wilderness into gardens of Eden. The Jewish mystics put it this way: the land will itself refuse to bear fruit until its natural partners, the Jewish people, are living on it. Without Israel, they said, the land was dead. And it was, for 2,000 years. But when Israel was resettled, the land came back to life. Today it is a land of milk and honey, filled with gardens, trees, vegetables, and fruits. As God promised in Isaiah 51:3, God has comforted Zion. Ki nicham Hashem Tzion, nicham kol chorvotea. He has comforted all its ruined places and has transformed its deserts into gardens of Eden. Today, under the Jewish people's settlement and toil, the land is indeed fulfilling its promise and blossoming like a rose.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Follow the Torah readings with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein by subscribing to the Holy Land Moments daily devotions. Sign up today by visiting holylandmoments.ca.